I have mentioned in the past my home parish growing up is and was St. Josaphat's Basilica in Milwaukee. And I served there for many years, and as at the altar, and even as in college. And the basilica is run by the conventual Franciscans, to whom I became very close to many of them during my time there. And while I was in college, there was an old Franciscan priest who was there named Father Luke. And Father Luke embodied the classic depiction of a friar that you would see in Hollywood. He was an old, grizzled man and somewhat bent over. He shuffled more than he walked, and always with a cane in his hand. He spoke in ways that he knew he could get away with due to his old age, certainly ways I could not get away with. He had a wisdom of life underlined everything he said. Well, one Sunday morning, as I was in the sacristy getting ready to serve, in walked Father Luke to preside for Mass. And he asked me how I was doing, and I said I was doing well enough, but was getting a little stressed as I was approaching finals and the tests and papers were starting to pile up. And as I told him this, he stopped what he was doing and he shuffled his way over to me. He looked at me and, holding up his cane for emphasis, said, "Study hard, pray harder. Study hard, pray harder." I think if I were to summarize our readings for today, it would be with those wise words of Father Luke, who has since gone to his heavenly home. Study hard, pray harder. For in our first reading, we hear of Moses and the Israelites engage in this great battle against Amalek and his army. And then we hear that as long as Moses held up his arms in prayer, the Israelites would be winning the battle. When out of weariness his arms would drop, they would begin to lose. And so it did not matter how hard the Israelites battled, if Moses did not pray harder than them, the day would be lost. Then in our gospel, we hear Jesus tell his disciples to pray always, without becoming weary. And he uses an example of a widow who, in her persistence, changes this hardened heart of a judge, even a dishonest one, teaching his disciples that persistent prayer will always be answered. I want to stick with this first reading in particular, though, because we constantly need to be reminded that each and every day we are in a spiritual battle. Isn't every day kind of a battle that we go through to get through the day? And the example of Moses highlights the importance of prayer in this battle of daily life. When we are like Moses, with hearts raised in constant prayer, the battles in our life will be won. When weariness causes prayer to drop in our daily life, the battles in our life will be lost. We know this to be true from our own experience. How things begin to take a turn in our life, and especially not in a good way, it's then that we realize that we haven't been praying very much in our life. It's only when bad things happen in which we begin to focus more on God. This often happens because when things are going well, we fall into complacency and allow prayer to slip. This is one of the reasons the church has the obligation for Mass on Sundays. In a sense, it's the church's way of holding our hands up in prayer when we are tempted out of weariness or in our daily life to be skipping prayer. That the church makes sure that even if we have gone the middle of the week without praying, on Sunday the church lifts us up to be able to engage in prayer, holding our hands up. And so the obligation is not for the church's sake for us to come to Mass and pray, but for our sake, so that we can stay in prayer even when we are tired or we haven't been praying during the week. All because the church knows that when prayer goes, so does the battle. And so if we were to go back to Father Luke's words, I think it's good for us to reflect upon what are we putting more effort into than prayer in our daily life? In what ways are we reversing his wisdom? Do we pray hard but worry harder? Do we pray hard but live anxiously harder? Do we pray hard but work harder? This is key for us to consider in our life because at the end of the day, it does not matter how hard we study, how much we worry, how much we battle. If we do not pray harder than every other activity in our life, the day will be lost. Now, this does not mean that we spend more time praying than doing anything else, although it certainly can be a part of it. I still needed to put the time in to study and write those papers. But just as Moses prayed as the battle was being fought, so we need to develop prayer as we go about our day, that we need to have it a constant flow throughout our day, and not always just to a particular time. But when we do this, when we truly live a life of prayer harder than anything else that we do, listen to how Scripture describes the end of the battle for Moses. And Joshua mowed down Amalek and his people with the edge of a sword. Through prayer, Joshua did not just achieve victory, he mowed them down into defeat. Likewise, when we are living a constant life of prayer, prayer mows down the battles, the struggles, the worries, and the anxieties in our life. All because, as the psalm says, our help is truly from the Lord. And through prayer, he helps us in every aspect of our life. And with his help, not our own, every battle is won. All we must do is to trust him to do the winning for us. And that perhaps all starts with listening to the wise words of an old, grizzled, shuffling Franciscan friar on a Sunday morning before Mass. Study hard, pray harder.